am a man. I'm born to the minute, cause I ain't point minute. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Well, good morning, good morning, good afternoon. Yes, sir, wherever you are, whatever time you might be watching today, it's time for the Popeye Show. And Cousin Cliff Holman here on a Christmas day. Hope you had a nice Christmas. Hope Santa Claus brought you all kinds of good things. I got me a new vest. Yes, sir. My wife made me a new vest. Oh, I thought that was Popeye's picture, but it's Santa Claus. How about that? On the and look, television. 13. Yes, sir. See that? No matter which knob you turn, you get 13. There you are. Old Santa Claus is on TV. We're going to have some good cartoons for you today, too. Some Christmas-type cartoons. And play some music for you a little later on in the show. And as you know, we don't have our boys and girls today because we felt sure that they'd want to be home this afternoon celebrating Christmas with all the family. So we do have a birthday celebration, though, and we'll be playing that a little later on and showing you some beautiful birthday cakes, too. What do you say we get started now with our first Popeye cartoon? So here we go. Well, I hope you enjoyed our first cartoon. We'll get back to some more good cartoons. We have the Three Stooges on today, and we'll also have Rocky and his friends, Bullwinkle. And I hope that you're having a good time at home today, playing with all your new toys or maybe trying on all your new clothes and just having a real nice holiday. Happy holidays. Look at old Popeye trying to imitate Santa Claus over there. He looks kind of like Poop Deck Pappy, doesn't he? Did you have your tree all decorated up? It's kind of a silver tree we have up here at Channel 13. In fact, it is silver, isn't it? Real pretty, too. Yes, sir. You know, from all the folks down at Guaranteed Savings, they want me to, especially today, wish you a real happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, and the happiest of New Year's. Uncle Milty called me the other day, and he said, Cousin Cliff says, just tell everybody that we wish them the very best of everything for the coming year, and that we hope that they have a nice Christmas. Uncle Milton Bates, down at the Homewood office of Guaranteed Savings. And of course, there's Bo Howell, and there's Cousin Ed. Out at the Five Points West Branch of Guaranteed Savings. And, of course, Mr. Bonds, who is the president of Guaranteed Savings. All the folks that are associated with it. They're so numerous that it would be hard to name them all in our short time here. But they're nice folks. They're good home folks, the kind of people you like to deal with and the kind of folks that you can put your trust in and year out because they've been doing business a long, long time, been helping people with their money problems and helping boys and girls to save money. That's right. And right here at Christmas time, I guess you got so many gifts and things and you're so thankful. And then you kind of, maybe a dad sits back and he thinks, ooh, how am I going to pay for all these things, you know? And money comes to mind, doesn't it? Yes, sir. Well, maybe that's the way it is. But the thing is, you boys and girls can think of Guaranteed Savings, you see. And remember the Flying G Savers Club. So that's the thing. The Flying G and Guaranteed Savings wants to wish you the merriest of all Christmases. From Uncle Milty, Cousin Cliff, all the gang, Merry Christmas from Guaranteed Savings. Yes, sir. Now then, let's have our birthday time. Now, all the names today, we wouldn't have time to call out all the names of boys and girls having birthdays today on Monday, December 25th. But I did want you to look at our beautiful cakes we have here and listen to some real pretty singing. And we won't tell you who it's by, but listen now. And happy birthday to all of you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Today you're 1 year older, and you're growing up the way we want you to. So we planned a big surprise. Walk with me and close your eyes. Now look, your friends are waiting here for you. Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Wishes for good boys and girls come true. Now hurry and cut the cake. We can hardly wait. As you open your gifts, we'll sing what's for to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm going to applaud those fellas for singing, too. Sounded like the Chipmunks there for a minute, didn't it? That's kind of a Christmas happy birthday. Well, we do mean that. We hope you do have a nice birthday. You boys and girls were born on Christmas Day. I guess you get just one great big present, don't you, for your birthday and for Christmas. I know that's true. Or maybe have even a bigger one. Okay. Let's have another cartoon now. Settle back and enjoy yourself. Happy holidays.
Once there was a beautiful girl who lived in the woods, and she loved Danskin.
There you go, another good cartoon. Now, you know, Christmas seems like the traditional tie is a big joke, you know, and everybody gets ties. Well, today I'm no exception. Boy, did I get ties. I mean, I have ties a while here. Look at the Christmas ties. I didn't mean to wad them up like this. I should have taken better care, but I wanted to just show them to you, and I just kind of put them in the box there and brought them up here. And man, have I got... I'm telling you, I bet everybody got ties. Now, not that we don't appreciate them. Don't misunderstand, because we do, but... Boy, that's a tie for every day in the week, isn't it? And there's a few ties that you couldn't even wear on certain days. I mean, you know what I mean? Boy, oh boy. There's one looks like your tongue hanging out there. Look at that. Man. Well, anyway, ties a while. I see some of our boys around here sporting new ties and loud socks. Goodness. Ron, you got on a new tie, hadn't you? Our cameraman. Come over here, Ron. Show him that tie. Get away from that camera. Looky here.
How about that tie, man?
Who gave you that?
Your mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law? No.
This is mother-in-law Joe.
Is that
I don't
mother-in-law?
Have one, see?
Yeah.
So you have to say, hey, these are coming back, you know?
It's pretty, though. What is this, the dots and all on there?
Well, I thought I was sick, but you see them, too.
Looks kind of like a test pattern there or something. Hey, I tell you what, though, Ron, they got a new deal on ties. Let me show you.
Don't touch
this is old style, this right here.
You're going to come a new tie?
Well, it's supposed to be square on the bottom.
Oh, I see. Well,
see? It's supposed to be square. Like, come over here where they...
Now I got to bend over like this to make it...
No, that's all right. That's all right. Wait a minute. I got this end kind of uneven here.
Oh, I see.
There you are.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
That's all right. Forget it.
I'm kind of nervous. I've been...
Well, I am, too.
There you are. Wait a minute. Now, that's not exactly right.
Like a bow tie.
Let me show you something better.
Hey,
now, there's a new way of wearing a tie, see?
Hey, that's a nice one.
That's a good way of doing it.
If I had it like this now.
That's not bad. Wait, it's a little too long, though.
I got to change this shirt next week.
I know you have. You ought to. There you are. That's a nice deal.
Hey, that's even better.
Isn't that pretty? How you like it, fellas?
Yeah.
I know you don't mind me cutting this tie.
No, I don't
mind,
because I didn't like that tie anyway.
You didn't like? Wait a minute. Let me show you another deal here.
Hey.
That's right. Watch your nose.
Watch the button there.
Yeah, okay. You sure do ad-lib a lot for a cameraman. Well, I'm telling you.
You know, it's
you
don't
have your own show.
I'm working for it.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of hard to tie this now, don't you?
Well, go ahead and let's undo it there, because I think you look better without it.
I think I look better.
Have you ever tried wearing a shirt without a tie?
I've tried wearing a tie without a shirt once.
Well, that's a good deal, too. That works out fine.
That feels about nice.
This fella here is ought to be over on the other station. Now, here it is. No, I'm just kidding you. Look. I tell you what, Ron, I've got a trick, though. Come over here.
I know it's a trick.
Yeah, it's a trick. I want to dedicate this to your mother-in-law that gave you the tie.
I wish I had
because
one.
This is a trick with an old bag. No, I don't know your mother-in-law, really. I'm just kidding.
It.
You don't need that? Now, what we're going to do here, if this doesn't work, let me... Because I've only been doing this a few years. There you go. Would you pick that up for me right there? Get him. All right. There you go. Drop that right in the bag. Yeah.
Hey,
we don't want to drop it.
What's that in there?
This?
I
don't know what that is.
It's a piece of tie.
Now, here we go. All right, now, let's say the magic words. I tell you what I'll do. First of all, you take the magic wand.
I'm pressing dinos.
Uh-oh. What in the heck? Look at that. Hold that thing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, wave it over the bag.
What?
The wand.
The wand.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. And watch, we're going to restore this tie.
I used to do this in school, sir.
I know it. You were a baton twirler, weren't you?
Yeah, I flunked.
Wait a minute. It didn't work.
Hey,
what'd you do? You didn't wave it the right way.
Oh, I see.
Told you,
I got to do it.
Told you to wave that thing. All right, now let's do it again. All right, you ready? Okay, good. Here it goes. All right. Ron, I'm sorry.
I had the wrong end.
I'm sorry this didn't work. Here's some ties for you. Sorry that didn't work. That's a shame.
Let me try it one more time.
One more time.
With the right end of the...
Oh, that might have done it. Reach in there.
Hey, there you go.
Well, I'll be. Look at there. It did it.
Dog.
It sure did. Ron, you're a good man.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I want these, too. Can I?
No, these are mine. I'm going to give these to somebody.
Well, look, because I got to go back to the camera.
I wish you would, because it's hard to work with just one.
I hear J.S. calling me in.
Okay. There he goes. Now, big hand for... No, let's don't. Ron, I want to give you something to help me on that trick.
What's that?
A little box. I want to give you this here. This is just a little box of... Oh, I forgot to put the candy in there.
What?
I say, just blow on that.
What?
Wait, don't slobber. You're slobbering on it.
Yeah.
All right, open the box and get
Jack
the little...
Hamburger.
That's right. Watch it. Golly, Moses alive there.
Help!
Help! I'm telling you. Wow, Christmas cheer. I'm right here. Ronnie, thank you. You're a good sport. And ladies and gentlemen...
Send money.
Your picture wasn't out of focus. That's Ronnie. He's out of focus. All right, there you are. Hey, let me talk to you real quick now because we got to hurry so we can get Rocky and his friends and all the other gang on today. Thank you, Ron, for helping with that little joke, and it was very little joke. Jack's Hamburgers wants to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Jack Cadell, the owner of Jack's Hamburgers here in Birmingham, three locations now, and two more to open real soon, and probably a dozen before the end of 1962. We'll be all around Jefferson County, yes, sir. And Jack Cadell, the owner of Jack's Hamburgers, is a local man. Jack's is home-owned, home-operated. And we wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas from the Eelton Village Jack's Hamburgers, right out there on 3rd Street and 3rd Avenue West, Mr. Jim Robertson, who is the manager out there, Jim Robertson. And out in Roebuck Plaza, Mr. Donald O'Hearn is the manager out there. Merry Christmas from Donald and all of his staff. And Bobby Prickett over in Homewood, the manager at Homewood, Bobby Prickett, and all of his staff want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And, of course, all the folks at Pepsi Cola, too, who have joined hands here with Jack's Hamburgers to give you such a wonderful combination. Pepsi Cola, the light refreshment, and, of course, good, delicious, all-beef Jack's Hamburgers. Wish you the merriest of all Christmases, the happiest of holidays. So there you are. Now then, let's see what's in store for us now in the way of cartoons and fun. So here we go.